When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome back to a new episode. There is a literal siren blaring right now. As soon as I started recording, that was great. Anyways, happy Tuesday. I hope everyone's been having a good week so far. It's actually been a really good start of the week. I feel rejuvenated. I feel mildly anxious because I've been drinking coffee again. I was really having a moment with like chai lattes and more like tea caffeinated drinks, and now I'm just like really ripping it hard with the coffee again. So anxiety is definitely a little high right now, but it's also propelling me to record an episode. And sometimes it's hard to like sit down and take like an hour of my day to talk to the mic and to just like unleash thoughts and like really think. And I really plan these episodes out. Sometimes I don't, actually, that was a lie. But sometimes I do. A lot of times I do plan them out. So I take a lot of notes. I really think about what I'm gonna say, and it's a lot, but it's really great. And today's episode is actually gonna be something that I've been wanting to talk about for a while. It was in my notes from like a bit ago because I read this book called Why Men Love Bitches. And it's a very, very popular book. By no means is it some like secret little like niche book. It is a huge best-selling book by her name, Sherry Argov, and she really, really killed it. I think this book is actually really great. There's some discussion on it being kind of like not true, or just people are always like, you know, having a rebuttal to sometimes these bigger books, but I genuinely think it's amazing, and it's basically a book on relationships and on just like women and kind of just like why men love more of these like not as much as a nice girl, and kind of transforming yourself from nice girl to bitch, and not bitch in the sense of like, I don't know, like mean, like it's not like a mean girl, but it's just the more, I guess, like the more independent and self-sufficient and strong-minded woman, as opposed to just like a needy, overly nice girl. So this book was amazing, and I was like, you know what, I need to fucking discuss this because it's truly an amazing book, and it had a lot to share. So I made some notes, I made some thoughts, I have my own thoughts on it. I really think I just want to like run us through some of the things that she mentions. If you've read this book, then you know, maybe you'll learn or take in some new things. You can take notes if you want. I really recommend definitely just like really thinking about this book and kind of like where you fall and kind of just like how you are in relationships. And maybe you're in a full relationship, and maybe you're thinking of this in terms of how you used to be, or kind of just like how the dynamic was for you, you know, in the beginning stages of your relationship or whatever. I just think it's interesting in general, and I think it also opens up a bigger conversation with kind of like the dynamics of men and women and relationships and like the egos and roles that we take on, and just kind of like, I don't know, societal norms and stuff like that. I just think it's a bigger conversation, which is why I really like this book. But I don't know, I also found myself relating to a lot of what she says and said, and I think some of my inherent ways of being are more of the bitchier girl, and I feel like that's made me have a lot of success in relationships. So I actually liked reading this because I think it gave me some validation in the sense of like, oh, you know, these tactics that some people think you're crazy for actually work really well. So anyways, let's get into it. Why Men Love Bitches. Basically, this book, just, I kind of really summarized it. She basically talks about how the bitch is now reframed to strong, independent, assertive, aware of femininity, and a woman who can give a lot but knows when to say no and when to stop. So that was kind of my definition of what she's classifying as the bitchier girl. The, you know, it's not like a mean, like, you know, abusive, terrible woman. She just means bitch in the sense of, like, it's kind of the independent, I don't need you type of girl that really attracts men and attracts, honestly, like, I think a good relationship, and this is why. So the nice girl on the other side is the overly sweet and giving woman who is hoping for this super reciprocated, super amazing relationship. They're usually pretty needy, insecure, clingy, and I think that a lot of women are portrayed in this way in a lot of movies, a lot of books. It's a kind of the societal norm and societal conditioning that we have early on as women and how we kind of are viewed in the eyes of our culture as like these like needy, we just want men and men never want us. They never call us back. They're always playing games. We're these women who are just like, oh my God, like boy crazy. Men are such pieces of shit kind of narrative. So early on, this gets kind of, I think, skewed for us because we feel the need to always appeal to men and to kind of give them what they want so they'll stay. And there's always these articles and these topics, and there's that famous podcast, Call Her Daddy, who before Alex Cooper did her whole new thing, which she's interviewing really big names and having bigger and better conversations, she was truly focused on just sex and how to please a man, pretty much. She should have just called her podcast that. I remember being early on, like whenever she first started her career in podcasting, I remember early on being like listening to one of her episodes, and it was like basically how to give the best blowjob and how to like basically make him obsessed with you and like lure him in and like give him the utmost pleasure and whatever. And I'm like, wow, this is really sexist. Like, this is really just like, why are we prioritizing men's pleasure and thinking that by us giving them the best head that they're going to stay with us and love us? Like, that's not it. But I think that narrative is really normal. It's just like, you know, we're here to please men and to have them fall in love with us. And like, we do that by, you know, being these like needy, obsessive creatures, which is not true and not healthy and not the case. So, I think that changing the narrative, and this is why this book's so important, is kind of just like shifting the culture to more of a self-sufficient modern day woman who is not just drooling over men and obsessing over the male gaze and kind of feeding her own ego by the male ego. So the bitch girl, she lives for herself, she's self-sufficient, she sustains male attention, ultimately they see longevity in her. And men will actually probably bend backwards for her more than she even does for them. Or it's more of a 50-50 as opposed to women just doing everything for men and just like giving them so much and then expecting all this in return, and men are like not holding up their end of the bargain. So I think the main overarching theme of this book is that we need to form our own identities and our own selves and our own self-love and our own identity capital is actually an episode I want to do in the future. But ultimately, that's the phrase I use. It's like we need to build our own identity capital, our own swag, our own sense of self, our own style, our own friend group, our own lives beyond those of our partners and of men, etc. And I think that's really hard to do, even though it sounds obvious and easy, and we see reels and we see little little short stories and little blips on Tumblr and on Pinterest and shit that say, you know, you need self-love, you can't love someone until you love yourself, like all these little corny phrases, which are fucking true. But we see all that and like it seems easy, but in actuality, and this is even coming from someone like me who I've always said that I'm pretty much an independent person, and I'm pretty good when it comes to having my own life and my own kind of like self-worth and like my own thing going on. But I still get sucked so heavily into codependency and into my identity being straight and just being obsessed with relationships and men and stuff like that. So even someone like me who prides themselves on independence, I still get sucked into it. And I think we all do. And being in love, having romance, men, boys, going out, exploring that, it's also fun and it's also distracting and it's also wonderful. But there's elements to kind of bringing the focus back in, bringing it back into ourselves, bringing it back into our values as women and as individuals, and kind of just like bringing it back to our circle and our lives. And the more that I think we build up our own personalities and our own ways of thinking and our own feels and our own dreams and our own, again, friends and jobs and stuff like that that aren't revolving around men, the more that we have those things, the more appealing it is to all people, but especially to men, the more that people want to gain your respect because they feel like they want a place in your life. Really big thing that I was reading about is how women that seem to have a lot going on and that have these lives that are very fruitful and very abundant, and men almost feel subconsciously like they want to fight for their place in their lives. And so women who kind of seem to latch onto men and are readily available and there all the time and like, oh my God, like I'll do whatever for you. We'll hang out with your friends. We'll do whatever you want to do, whatever. Men kind of see them a little bit like doormats. Like I think that's really what she said, and it's really true. And I'm not speaking to, I want to just say preface before I get any more into this. I'm not just trying to generalize all men or all relationships or all women. This is just purely like scientific, kind of like the majority speaking, and I'm really not trying to pinpoint every single person or every single relationship. Of course not. There's so many different types of people and things and personalities. So if this doesn't appeal to you, if this isn't something that you agree with, then I totally understand that. But this is just totally like a me conversating about it. But anyways, what was I saying? I was saying that men treat women more as doormats whenever they're just so obsessive and so ready to just give up their lives and kind of like latch on to the men's life. And I think that also plays into, a lot of it plays into biologically how men are. And I think that now, like, I guess with this whole new feminism movement that came kind of like within the last few years, like 5 to 6 years, there's been a lot of like, oh, you know, we obviously want equality. Obviously, I am a huge advocate. Everyone should be for equality with men and women. But I think that noticing actual difference is extremely important. And especially biologically, where men do differ from women, we have different hormones. We have varying levels of hormones. We have different, you know, biological ways of looking at certain things. Our brains can be different. And I think as I'm getting older, I fucking love the fact that I'm a woman and that I think differently and that I'm usually more emotional and more emotionally driven and more internal and more soft. And I like that. So I'm not going to, you know, I think that there's obvious differences and I think that embracing those are good. But I think men ultimately, going back to the doormat thing, they like a challenge, right? I mean, like, think about hunting. Think about the obsession with games and with sports and the competitiveness. And I think that, you know, men do like a game and they like a little bit of a challenge. And I'm not saying go out and play some games with a bunch of men. I mean, you do that if you want to do that. But I'm not saying go out and play a game. But I think just like, you know, the subconscious challenge of like, oh, there's a woman who isn't relying on me for everything, and I think is very attractive. And I don't know, I think that makes a lot of sense and that checks out. And I think that we can look for that and others too. I don't think it's just in romantic relationships, but I think that also was another good point that this author said is that the bitch handles the show while convincing the man that he's in control. And this goes back to the whole idea of men being naturally competitive and naturally wanting to win and naturally wanting that control. I think that the bitch woman, whatever, is really good at having her own control and having her own life and her own shit, but also making the man feel like it's kind of like this give and push and pull, give and take, whatever analogy you want to use. But it's like letting them, you know, it's like letting them into their lives a little bit, being vulnerable, kind of opening up, being honest, being real, but then also taking a step back and going, no, I can't spend the entire week with you. I can't go to every single wedding you want me to. I actually have shit that I have to do, or I have work and this is a priority, or my friends are still a priority. And I actually saw that girl, Alex Earle, is popping up on everyone's TikTok feed. She's like this like very normal, pretty tan, blonde, you Miami girl, if you don't know who I'm talking about. anyway, she like went viral on TikTok, and I always see her pop on my For You page, and I, that's another conversation. I like her a lot. I don't think she's problematic at all. I just think she's like kind of boring, but whatever. Doesn't matter. Different conversation. But she just recently posted a video of her basically getting ready and saying, oh, I was going to go to, my boyfriend wanted me to go to a wedding with his, for his friend's wedding in LA, but I decided I wanted to fly back to go to a bar crawl, like a Santa bar crawl back in Miami with all my friends. And people in the comments of that TikTok were like, what the fuck? Like, you're going to choose a bar crawl over going to a wedding with your boyfriend? Like, what the fuck's wrong with you, type of thing. And she's like, look, this is my senior year of college. I love my best friends. I want to do something fun and go to a bar crawl and enjoy the last bits of the semester and have a really good time. And like, I don't need to be succumbing to my man's plans all the time. And that's the kind of energy that is really great. It's like having your own life. So I think giving the men some control and some feeling of, okay, like I'm getting somewhere with this girl. She's not just this closed off, you know, emotionally unavailable person, but that she's actually open and there. But that like there's this mystery and there's this excitement of getting also let into the life whenever you do get let in. Like I think the men are like, oh, a door's opening. I want to open another one. And as opposed to just, you know, being a fucking open house type of thing, right? It's like slowly entering, slowly getting to the different levels and stuff. So I really like that bit. So she also mentions how, in contrast, the nice woman nags and pushes the man away and gives all of herself away as well. So I guess because also we, or the nice woman, will show so much effort, she's almost wanting this effort in return, but she can't even notice the effort that he might be wanting to give because he's thinking also, I don't need to give any fucking effort. This girl's doing it all. Like, I don't need to do shit. And that's what I see a lot with like my friends, for instance, is they give so much right off the bat. You know, they're like, oh, I'll do this, I'll set up that, we can do this, I have plans made. And they're so kind and they're so accommodating and they're like, yeah, sleep over, come do this, whatever. That the man is like, oh, I don't even need to do anything. He's like, I've won the jackpot. Like, I'm with this girl who's like got it all taken care of and like it's all fine. And so he never ends up showing any effort and putting in any work and actually isn't trying to kind of court you at all because he's like, she's already done it all. So like, honestly, peeling back a little bit, really also evaluating your standards and your values is really important too. I find that like making a list, I'm actually going to go over the steps, so we'll wait for the steps for that one. But knowing your worth is really important. I'll just put that out there. But yeah, let's actually get into this list because I made a little list that I feel like out of this book, like these are kind of the main points that I kind of gathered from it, of things that we can do to turn from nice to naughty or like nice to bitchy or whatever you fuck you want to call it. But number one is focus on yourself. And we've already been over this a little bit, and this is very obvious. But I think that focusing on yourself in general, not even relationships, is like the number one thing that we can do, okay? Like, go to therapy, start certain habits and routines every single day, whether that's a workout routine, therapy, writing routine, reading, whether it's like some sort of like self-care in some way, meditation, going to a certain, you know, yoga class, a friend dinner. Have routines in your life that make you happy, make you feel good, okay? Start with those. Start reaching out to more friends and more of a community. Maybe go to, again, like a pottery class, or whether it's like you've always wanted to take like music lessons, or start just like drawing or painting or having like creative nights at your house. Like, really try to find things that will light you up, that make you feel good, that aren't just revolved around going out on the weekends and dating and sleeping with guys. Like, honestly, like finding who you are and like what the shit you like to do is and what makes you laugh and have fun and like what movies are you really into? What movies make you feel certain ways? Why do they make you feel that way? Same with music. Like, explore different types of music, explore different types of radios, learn a new language. Like, cultivate more identity capital in yourself and you'll become a fucking cooler person. First off, you'll have more to talk about all the time, and you'll find common interests also with more people, so you can actually probably date easier, more easily. But I think just like focusing on yourself and like really waking up and asking yourself, like, not what does this person want from me, or mean, this could be friends or family too, but like, what do I need? You know? And then of course you can be like, well, how can I be a good friend? How can I be a good partner? We don't want to be selfish narcissists over here. Okay. This is not what we're doing. But really just asking yourself those questions of like, what do I need today? Do I need to go slower? Do I need to do more? Is there stuff I'm neglecting? Like, that's why I share these fucking journal prompts every day, because I'm like, we need this stuff, right? We need to ask ourselves these questions and become stronger in who we are so that we can be more badass and give more to others, right? So that was actually number one and number two. Number one was focus on yourself. Number two was create your own identity capital. And that's just also like what I was just saying, like interest, hobby, style, swagger. Like, start going against trends too. Get on a funky side of Pinterest or Tumblr and start saving interesting photos, interesting styles. Like, or if you just, you know, are enjoying the basic UGG Lululemon vibe, that's fine too. I'm not trying to hate on anyone who isn't funky or like wanting to, you know, be a little bit more exotic. So take what you like and fucking run with it and make that your fucking identity and your thing. And it's great. Okay. Number three, keep him on his toes. Keep this man on his toes. We want mystery. We want a little bit of interest. We want a little bit like, what's she up to? What's she doing? Don't just give your location away right away. Okay. Don't just like give it all up. I mean, I don't mean that like in a sex way. I feel like that sounded like don't have sex on the first night. That's not what I mean. If you want to do that, you do that. That's also a power move too. I think what's so funny is like a lot of this shit that we think is like, you know, giving too much can also be a power move just by your perception and like your perspective and how you think of these actions. Because if you're wanting to have sex the first night, that's on you wanting to have sex for the first time. That's not you trying to do that for the man. That's you saying, I want pleasure tonight, so let's do it. And that's the attitude that we want as well. It's like, it's for you. These things are for you. So anyways, though, keep him on his toes. Have a little mystery. Have a little excitement. Maybe, like, you know, just do some random things. Maybe, like, throw out a date night that's kind of, like, rogue, you know. Like, just do some things that are a little funky, a little fun. Like, have a good time with it. Be a little mysterious. Throw him for a loop. Like, that always, always works for me. It has worked for me. Sometimes I literally, this is one of my favorite things to do, because I just like feel like I don't really care that much. I will literally be like, let's say it's a date or I'm hanging out with a guy, or like it could just even be like someone that I'm like somewhat interested in, not really, even online, even like over DM. I'll just say something like kind of rogue. And they're always like, what? Like, wait, what do you mean by that? Wait, what? And they get like perked up like a little fucking puppy. Like, oh my God, wait, what'd you just say? And I'm like, oh, never mind. It's not a big deal, whatever. And like, I won't really go into it. And I'll just kind of like, they'll just be like, wait, what the hell was that? What the hell was that? What did she just say? And it's really funny. It's actually really funny, but it works really well. I think the aspect of mystery and being a little bit different, show your true colors sometimes too. I feel like that really helps as well. It's just like being very blunt and honest, but then also retreating and like playing up all these different little things. And also, might I add, if you want more of this, go to the Art of Seduction episode, podcast episode, because I talk all about seduction types and all of that and how to really seduce someone. But anyways, so now we have focus on yourself, create your own identity capital, keep him on his toes. Number four, and lastly, is respect yourself, okay? Respect yourself, your needs, your desires, your boundaries, and your values. And this is really important, because so often we see red flags in men and we're like, oh, red's my favorite color, great. Or we put up a boundary and then we just hop right over it. Or we don't even notice that they're setting boundaries. And that comes down to self-respect, self-awareness, right? And truly just being able to say no and being able to say, not into that. You know, like, you've been booty calling me, not down for that. Sorry. Like, that's not the kind of girl I am. Bye. Like, great. Set the fucking boundary. Say no. And I guarantee you they'll come running back, though. That's what's so funny is, like, whenever you do that shit, guys are always like, wait, what? What am I missing? Wait, why are you saying no? Like, I thought you were obsessed with me, kind of thing. So respect yourself, okay? Your needs, your values, your beliefs. And I really think it's a great idea to make a list. One of the best things I've ever done is making a list of all the things that I want in a partner, things that I value the most, kind of like list them out by like almost most important to least important, like just things that really matter to you, whether it's like, for me, like humor is really up there, okay? Things like their own self-respect. Like, do they respect themselves? Are they just throwing themselves at whoever and kind of like getting what they can get? Or do they really respect their own values and their own tastes and stuff like that? And then also list what you don't really like. Maybe there's been things in the past that you don't love, and get picky with it too. I mean, not saying that you have to like have all of these in one person by all means. It's just that, you know, then I think what to look for more, and things don't feel as kind of like all over the place. Cause sometimes we don't even know what to look for, and we don't even notice these red flags because we don't even know what we really want. And so I think just getting more clear with that, that's also a form of self-respect, is kind of just like being honest with yourself and being honest too with what hasn't worked in the past, what has worked, stuff like that. And so those are my top four things to go from needy nice girl to badass bitch girl, okay? And some last few things I'll say is, ultimately, after all of this, out of this whole conversation, one thing we know for sure, and one thing that will help you, that has helped me more than anything else ever, is just be really genuine. I mean, like, just a genuine human being, like just nitty gritty, vulnerable, genuine human person. Being that way and showing that at times will take you farther than anything else. That's whenever I've really been able to bond with people, with men, and have closeness with others and just like form really good relationships, is whenever I'm just being very much genuine. And also another note is, one more thing that she mentioned in the book that I agree with, and I think it's a very underrated thing, is having banter is probably one of the best ways to get a man's attention and also have fun in your own life and with your own self. Having banter with a guy, having bits, having like little self-deprecating humor, little like back and forth with people is so much fun. So I really recommend to like being able to be playful and letting your guard down a bit, having that banter, having that kind of like jokey communication at times. It's really fun. And I know a lot of us already know that and are probably, I feel like I just like, I'm speaking to a crowd of people that are probably very funny and good at doing that. But in case you forgot, banter is like one of the best parts of a relationship, especially in the beginning. It really just shows that you're kind of like with the shits, you know, and that you like can get it and play. And I feel like men are just big playful puppies ultimately, and they love to play and joke around and all of that. So I don't know, I think there's a lot to be learned from this book though, and I think that 2023 is going to be a good year. I just feel like for relationships, it's been a weird year for me for relationships. I feel like I have had a lot of heartbreak, like I've mentioned, and I've had a lot of breakups and sadness, and also self-growth when it comes to relationships. So I'm really excited for the next year, and I think I've learned a lot. And one of the things, a few of these, the things I've learned have been from this book and things that have worked really well for me. So I hope that you guys learned something from this episode, short and sweet one. And I've also been thinking about 2023 prep, just because I love everything, you know, manifesting, writing, journaling, discussing. And so I've been thinking of things that I want to do for the new year. So if there's anything that you can think of that would help you feel put together, organized, inspired for the new year, let me know. And some homework for everyone is to think of a word that summarizes your 2022, and think of a word that you want to have for the next year. So that's my homework for you guys, and I've been thinking about mine, and it's really hard, so that's why I'm saying it now, to give you guys some time, because it's a lot. I don't even know what my word would be, just like shit show. I'm kidding, but maybe not. I think that really is kind of what it would be, but it's fine. A lot to learn from this year. But yeah, anyways, I love you guys. Hope everyone has a good rest of their week, and I'll talk to you next week.